motherfucker.
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio.
Also, my podcasts are free of ads, so you can enjoy the programs commercial-free. If you would like to donate a few dollars to help me cover the cost of creating these weekly posts, you can donate to my channel. On the bottom of each post, there is a donation link in your preferred podcast player. Anything you donate is extremely helpful and appreciated.
This week we have, let's see, two, four, five. We have five episodes from Lum and Abner. These are relatively short, so that's why we're doing five. And so we are going to do the 46th episode, the 47th episode, the 48th episode, the 49th episode, and the 50th episode. Tired. And these aired October from? February 18th, February 19th, February 20th, February 21st, and February 22nd, all in 1935. And the titles of each episode is Restocking of Jot'em Down Store Begins, Squire to Cash Check, Newspaper Reports on Abner, Insurance Money Donated, and the last one, the 50th episode, is Listeners to Cast Their Votes. Enjoy. I'm tired reading all of that.
Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Folks, Lum and Abner have received so many requests for those flashlights that I'll bet a lot of you are using Horlicks for the first time. Well, if that's the case, you'll be surprised to learn of the great number of uses this delicious, nourishing food drink really has. In the first place, for weight control. Try drinking a glass of Horlicks, either hot or cold, for your noonday luncheon. See how refreshing, how sustaining, how easy to digest Horlicks is. It will keep you alert. You won't have that drowsy feeling that is often caused by a heavy, hard-to-digest meal. Horlicks is a wonderful drink for the youngsters, too. Its precious vitamins and minerals help children build sturdy, healthy bodies, sound bones and teeth. I'll have a lot to tell you about other uses of Horlicks this week. Listen carefully. And now, about that offer Lum and Abner are making. You know, folks, they've received so many requests that the flashlight factory is swamped. Yeah, but every one who sent in a wrapper and 10 cents will receive his flashlight as soon as they can be made. Now, if you haven't already sent for your flashlight, you'll want to do so at once. I'll tell you all about it after we hear Lum and Abner. Right? And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner have received enough orders for flashlights now to enable them to start restocking the Jot'em Down store. Two big truckloads of merchandise has been delivered today, and the old fellows have been busy arranging it on the shelves. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Abner out on the front porch of the Jot'em Down store, talking to Dick Huddleston. The race for president of the new store seems to be causing some dissension between Lum and Abner. Listen.
Oh, he's doing anything he can to get folks to vote for him. Like that stunt he pulled on me Saturday. If that ain't cheating, I don't know what you'd call it. I give Cedric $1.50 to carry that sign for me saying, vote for Peabody for president, and then Lum come along and give Cedric $1.50 to let him paint some more reading on the sign.
Yeah, I saw Cedric carrying the sign around all day Saturday. I thought he was carrying it for long. It had on there, vote for Abner Peabody for President of the United States and vote for Lum Edwards for President of the Jot 'em Down Store.
Yeah, that's what Lum added on there. Cedric done carried it all day before I knowed anything about it.
Well, trouble is, Abner, you just haven't had enough experience in running for office. Lum's an old-timer just campaigning. He's been running for some kind of an office ever since I've known him. He's always mixed up in politics somewhere or other.
Well, he's 900 and some odd votes ahead of me now and gaining every day, it looks like.
Yeah, what you need's a good campaign manager, Abner.
Yeah, what I need... Huh?
I say what you need's a good campaign manager. Somebody's had some experience in politics and get out here and get you some votes.
You think that's what I ought to have, huh?
Well, that's what you're going to have if you beat Mom.
I don't, I believe that's a good idea, Dick.
Of course, I shouldn't be telling you this. I don't want to take any sides in it. Don't make no difference to me which one of you fellows is president. I just thought I'd give you a little hint that way.
Yeah, sure.
Is Lum in the store there now?
Yeah, he was just now. I reckon he still is. We got in a batch of merchandise this morning, new stock for our store.
Yeah, I heard that you did. That's the reason I come over. I wanted to see what kind of a stock you're putting in.
Yeah, well, I took out a while ago. You'd think that Lum was already president the way he tries to boss everybody around.
Well, I believe I'll go and loaf with him while having.
Yeah, go ahead. I've got a little business to tend to. You give me a good idea while I go. I'll see you after a while, Dave.
All right, Abner. Well, it's beginning to look like a store in here again.
Huh? Oh, well, howdy, Dave. Come in. It's so busy here, and everything can come up.
Yeah, well, I seen them trucks from the wholesale house go by my place this morning. I just allowed you fellas getting in your new stock.
Yeah, well, we ain't got all of it yet, but we're just buying a little of it along as we can.
Yeah.
The way folks are sending in for these flashlights, it won't be long till we can have the whole store stocked.
What's the matter? Can't you get Abner to help you there?
That's what I'm doing now, is trying to straighten out what he's already did. I run him out of here a while ago. Everything he does, I have to do it over again, it looks like. I left it up to him to stack this canned goods in the shelf, and I just wish you'd look the way he done it.
Well, for goodness sake.
Just look at that shelf there, for instance. Yeah. Instead of stacking stuff to itself like it ought to be, he's got, pork and beans and apricots and axle grease. And there's a can of tomatoes and bacon powders, all stacked right in together, and most of that's upside down.
Yeah, I just noticed.
Somebody come in and call for something, it'd take you an hour and a half to find it, if you could find it at all.
Well, it looks like it'd be just as easy for him to put it in there right while he's doing it.
Why, sure. He just takes and opens a case or something, starts down the row of shelving, and just sets a can of it anywhere he can find a place to put it.
That's what it looks like.
Just laziness is all. Says he's saving himself a lot of bother.
I don't see how he figured he's saving work that way.
Well, he says by scattering the stock all around over the store this way, he's got a little of everything we've got right there handy, no matter where he's at when he's waiting on a customer. That way, if somebody comes in and calls for a can of hominy or something, instead of having to walk a few steps for it, there'll be a can of it right there behind him. That is, if he can find it.
Well, bound for Abner to try to figure out some easier way to do it.
He's the beatenest feller I ever seen in my life for trying to study up shortcuts for getting out of work.
Yeah.
He'll sit and study for half a day trying to figure out an easy way for doing something that wouldn't have took him 5 minutes in the first place because he just got up and done it.
Well, you know, they tell it on him, Lum, that he buys his shoes about 3 sizes too big so he won't have to unlace them to get them on and off.
Yeah, well, he does, too. About the craziest thing he ever done is when he worked out that device for drawing water he put on his well over there. Took him about 2 months to build the thing out of parts off of cultivators and old hay baler and one thing and another.
Yeah, I've seen that over there.
And you could draw a bucket of water and have it half drunk up before you could get that contraption started working. Takes him and his woman and Pearl all three to work the thing. And still he insists on using it. Thinks it's just wonderful. Shows it to everybody that comes on the plate.
Oh, yeah. He's always bragging about the modern improvements he's got over there.
Improvement. He made a self-feeder for his stock over there a few years ago. I never will forget. Killed off 3 milk cows and a good horse by letting them founder themselves before his woman set her foot down and made him take it out of his barn.
Well, that's the one that he got the patent on, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he tried to. Writ the government 3 or 4 times, drawing some pictures of it and sent them, but they finally wrote back and said they couldn't make heads or tails of what he was driving at. Yeah, but they're still trying to figure out where it was, an airplane or a steam shovel or what it was. He's right.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen them drawings that he sent in.
And a feller like him wanting to be president of the store here. If he was to get elected, he'd spend half his time trying to study up some way so his folks would have to wait on their sales,
yeah,
more likely.
Yeah. I'd like to see this store about a month after Abner had a chance to try out a few of his inventions down here.
Yeah, you know, turn him loose, no telling what all he would have rigged up down here. Be about like the time he bought that new automobile and rigged up that device to keep everybody from stealing it.
No, I don't believe I heard about that.
Don't you know, he was feared somebody might try to steal his car out of the barn at night, so he fixed a big chef up over it and put a bunch of tin cans and a bucket and a wash tub and one thing and another, put them up on the shelf so when they started to back the car out, they'd sort of trip the shelf and then all them tin cans and things would fall down and scare them off.
For goodness sake.
He called it his double-action burglar alarm.
Double action?
Yeah, you see, in case that noise wouldn't scare them off, he put a board full of nails behind each tire so it'd puncture them all when they tried to back the car. The first night he tried it out, he went out there the next morning in a big hurry and forgot about the burglar alarm himself. And about the time he started up, them tin cans started showering down on him and scared him so bad, he just throwed her in reverse and come flying out of there and ruined all four of his tires. Ruined three sets of casings the same way before he had sense enough to quit using it.
Oh, man, that's pretty good.
Let him be president down here, he'd about have a burglar alarm rigged up in the store here that'd catch all the customers.
Yeah. He was telling me a while ago, Lum, that you had a big lead on him now in your contest.
Yeah. I think I've got that office and gone now. What's worrying me now is getting these folks' flashlights done.
What's the matter?
Why, we can't get the things fast enough.
Well,
we've got the factory working day and night now, but, well, me, we're still behind. I'm just feared some of the folks are going to be getting impatient.
Why, yeah, I just suppose you mail them out just as fast as the letters come in for them.
Well, that's what we aim to do, but the letters have been coming in faster than they can make the flashlights even.
Yeah.
I never knowed we had so many friends out on the party line.
Well, you won't have long, Lum, if you don't get those flashlights out to them.
Oh, well, they'll all get them. Every last one of them that's in interoper will get one. I'll see to that personally. It's just going to take longer than we figured.
Yeah. Well, I believe, Lum, I'd make some kind of announcement on the party line and let them know the reason for the delay if I was you.
Yeah, I expect that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, I believe it would.
I'll call them up after a little and explain to them that it ain't no fault of ours.
Sure, I think they'll all understand, just so they don't think, you know, that you've forgotten about it.
Yeah, I hate it the worst way, especially after they're so nice to ride in this way.
Yeah, sure, I know you do. Well, if everybody else is as well pleased with theirs when they get it as I am mine, why, it'll be worth waiting for.
Well, right. Here comes Abner back. I know he's mad. He got mad a while ago and stomped out of here because I jumped on him about the way he was stacking that stuff in the shelves.
Yeah, I saw him out there. That's come in a while ago. You fellas ought to be wrangling this way, though, Lum. I'm afraid this contest you're having, letting the public vote on which one of you is going to be president of your store when you get it opened, that's going to cause you fellas to have a falling out.
Oh, no. It'll all blow over, getting elections over, and Abner sees that I ain't the only one that thinks I ought to be president.
Hey, Lum, I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off. I've got to go into the county seat and have some pictures made.
Have some pictures made?
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sake. I never would have thought you'd want to have a picture made of that face of yours. Looks to me like you'd be proud to forget what you look like.
Well, my campaign manager said that he needs some pictures of me for publicity.
Your campaign manager?
Yes, sir. I've got a man that guarantees to get me elected. I know that this contest is going to be a heap different story from here out, Lum. He's a go-getter.
Who you got managing your campaign?
Well, I just a while ago made a deal with Squire Skimp. He's going to take charge from here out. I know this Squire Skimp knows more tricks about getting votes than any two fellas this whole
season. Well, knowing Squire Skimp as we do, we can expect a whirlwind finish in this campaign for president. And now, if you haven't already sent in for one of these fine little fountain pen-sized flashlights that everyone's getting from Lum and Abner, here's how you can get yours. All you have to do is send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Remember the outside wrapper. Don't send in the labels from the bottle. And be sure it's a wrapper from a bottle of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers are not eligible, I mean. Write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and then mail it, enclosing 10 cents to cover packing and mailing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. I'll repeat that address. Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. Now don't delay. Send in your request right away. Also, be sure to cast your vote for president of the Jot 'em Down store. To do that, you know, you just have to write your choice, either Lum or Abner, alongside your name and address on the wrapper. And remember, Lum and Abner want every single one of their friends to have one of these flashlights. This offer will be withdrawn soon,
So act at once. Tonight.
This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who bid you all good night and good health.
Everybody, here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. I wonder if gasoline makes the difference in your car that it makes in mine. When I use good gasoline, that car of mine starts with a touch, on even the coldest morning. But the other day, I yielded to the temptation to try and get a bargain. I filled my tank with cheap gasoline. What a time I had starting that car the next morning. Now, cheap gasoline may look just like good gasoline when it comes out of the hose, but there is some difference in results. Well, there's a difference in malted milk, too. A cheap imitation may look like Horlicks, but that doesn't mean that it's just as good as Horlicks. Not at all. Now, a lot of those imitations are just mechanical mixtures. Skim milk and inferior malt powder and uncooked cocoa. And there may be as much as 50% ordinary sugar in that mixture. Now, Horlicks is rich in the nourishment that your body needs. It is made from only rich, full cream milk. This is blended with extracts of select malted grains. For flavor, for results, there isn't any substitute for Horlicks. And now I have a special message from Lum and Abner. They want me to tell you that they've received so many requests for the flashlights they're offering that the factory can't make them quickly enough. But everyone who sent in a wrapper and 10 cents will receive his flashlight. Just as soon as it can be made. Now, if you haven't already sent in for your flashlight, you'll want to do so at once. The offer is being withdrawn very soon. I'll tell you how to get one after we hear Lum and Abner. Now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner's contest over who will be elected president of their new store is winding up in a whirlwind finish. For the past several days now, Lum has been leading by several hundred votes. But yesterday, Abner announced that he had made a deal with Squire Skimp to act as his campaign manager. And the latest count is that the old fellows are about even in the race. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Cedric down at their store arranging the new stock of merchandise on the shelves. Listen.
I've got all them canned goods stacked up on the shelves now, Mr. Lum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking right nice, Cedric. Now, you better take and sweep out the feed room back there and get it all ready for the flour and feed I ordered. I ought to be out here in the morning.
Yes, Mom.
There's some loose chops scattered around on the floor back there. Just sweep them up and sack them. I'll carry them over the place there and feed them to the chickens.
Well, I thought you said you wanted me to hang up them horse collars and them lanterns on the back wall yonder next.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got two of that yet, have you? Hey, there's some collar pads back there that ought to be hung up, too. Just let that go, though. Better get that feed room cleaned up first. I'm going to have it all ready so when they fetch it out, we can just stack it right off in the truck, save us handling it twice.
Yes, Mom. Well, I do know. Ain't that Mr. Abner coming up, Anna?
Where? Well, for the land's sake. Now, where do you reckon he got such a get-up as that?
I don't know, but he's sure dressed up, ain't he?
First time I ever seen him with a derby on. And I bound you it ain't his'n either. Look at the way it sets down on his ears there. Looks like somebody took and turned a horse boiler and turned it upside down or on his head.
I bound you, though, he's a-getting votes. That's more like the reason he's dressed up.
Yeah. Looks more like he's going to a masquerade party somewhere. Look at him strut. Reared back there like a turkey gobbler. I feared him getting so many votes in that mail this morning was going to his head.
He said he was ahead of you now in the election.
Yeah, 3 votes. Just ahead 3 votes, and to hear him tell it, he's done win the office.
Hey, has Squire Skip been down here looking for me?
No, I ain't saw him, and that ain't all. I don't want to, neither.
Well, he said he'd meet me down here.
Now, if you're bound and determined to associate with Squire Skimp, Abner, I wish you'd meet him somewhere else. I don't want him hanging around down here at the store.
Well, now, this is just as much my store as it is yours, Lum, and if I want to meet him down here, it's my own business.
Yeah, all right, but when he comes down here, I'm leaving. He ain't nothing but a snake in the weeds. Cedric, there ain't no use for you to stand there with your mouth gapped open. Get on back there and clean up the feed room like I told you.
Yes, Ma.
Here, wait a minute, Cedric. Have a cigar. Oh, that's right. You don't smoke. Well, I'll give it to you, Paul, and tell him to vote for me, Cedric.
Oh, much obliged, Mr. Abner.
Not at all, Cedric. Not at all.
Granny, you're getting sort of generous all of a sudden, ain't you? Passing out cigars.
Yeah, that's part of my campaign.
Well, is that outfit you've got on there part of your campaign, too?
Yeah, Squire says I ought to dress myself up. Well, fact is, he lent me this derby and the vest I've got on.
Yeah, I thought I'd saw that striped vest before.
Yeah.
Squire Skimp has used that vest to campaign in for the last 15 years. Let me see. Yeah, it's the one. Arm holds his war threadbare there where he's hooked his thumbs in them, rearing back. Looks more like an apron on you than it does a vest, though.
Yeah, well, it's a little full, all right. I reckon I ought to get a pillar and stuff up under there.
Yeah, a feller's got to dress himself up like a scarecrow to get votes. Granted, I don't want the office.
Well, it's a working, or leastways I'm ahead now. Squire says we'll beat you 2-1 for it over long.
Well, Abner, if you could get out here and beat me fair and square, I wouldn't mind it. I'd be the first one to walk up and shake your hand, but I just hate to see you get tangled up with a feller like Squire Skimp. Looks to me like you'd learned by now to stay away from him.
Yeah, well, now, Squire knows politics. You just ought to hear some of the stunts that he's got studied up for me to do.
Yeah, I know Squire'd do anything to see me get beat. Me and him's butted heads with one another ever since I first run for Justice of the Peace. And this is his way of getting even with me. You want to mind out now, he don't get you in a batch of trouble.
Yeah, don't you worry about me and Squire.
Well, Abner, he ain't going to get out here and work you this away for nothing. I'll tell you that right now. He's got some scheme in the back of his head right now for making something out of it.
Why, sure he's going to make something out of it. I'm paying him 10 cents on all I make.
10 cents?
Yes, sir, 10 cents. I've got it wrote right here in the contract with her name signed to it and everything.
That's it. See what you signed your name to there.
There it is, right there. Squire's got one just like it, too.
To who it may concern, I, Abner Peabody, herein after referred to as party of the first part, do hereby agree to pay to M.K. Skimp, herein after referred to as party of the second part, 10% on all earnings from this date until party of second part sees fit to cancel the agreement. And you signed this?
Yes, sir. I made him sign it, too.
Made him, sir?
Yes, sir.
And you want to be president of the Jot 'em Down store. Abner, I'm going to have to get out here and beat you to protect both of us. This proves right here that you'd bankrupt both of us if you ever got to be president of the store.
What's the matter with it?
Well, there ain't no use for me to try to explain it to you. You've done signed it anyway. But you'll find out before he gets done with you that 10% and 10 cents is 2 different things.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to do, Lum. Just trying to get me it out for Squire so that I won't have him to help me in my campaign.
All right. Go ahead. I ain't having a thing to do with it.
Well, I don't want you to. You run your end of it, and I'll attend to mine.
All right. Being you're going to attend to all your affairs, you can just take that $200 check back to the insurance company in there at the county seat.
Want me to take it back?
You can take it back just as well as I can.
Well, here, I don't want to take it back in there and have to explain to them that accident they paid me on was a fake. They think I was crazy.
Just handle it to suit yourself, but if it's me, I'd take it into the bank and cash it and just mail the money to them, not tell them where it come from. That way, they'll get their money back and your conscience will be clear.
Yeah, I could do that, I reckon.
I better put it up. Here comes Grandpappy Spears and Dick Huddleston. Grandpappy don't know nothing about it, you know.
No, and if he ever found out about it, he'd tell it all over town, old gossip.
Well, Abner, I just hope there ain't no hard feelings develops out of this contest, but I'm warning you right now, I'm going after that office. I've got to do it. Well, hidey, come in, gentlemen.
Hidey, fellas.
Come on back.
Yeah, come in. Yeah,
sort of looking like old times in here, them groceries scattered around on them shelves.
Yeah, you've got some more stock in here today, haven't you?
Yeah, we're buying it along as we can. Yeah, when you aiming on opening up for business, Tom? Why, about next Monday, I reckon, Grandpap. We've got to wait till after the election to find out who's going to be the president, you know.
By George, you're kind of dressed up today, ain't you, Abner?
Yeah, a little, I reckon. Fella run for office this way, you know. He's got to dress himself up a little, yeah.
That's some of Squire Skimpside is there. He's Abner's campaign manager now, you know.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
And dog is he can get the vote, too. That feller's got a head this plum chuck full of ideas. Things are going to start happening around here in the next day or two.
Why, Lum, what me and Grandpap come over for, we're having a meeting of the school board down at my store in a few minutes, and we wanted you to be there.
Yeah. You don't reckon I've got no business at one of their meetings since they kicked me out as president of the board.
Well, now, that's what the meeting is called for, Lum. We'd like for you to take that office back if you'll accept it.
Yeah, Lum, all us board members sees now where we acted a little hasty when we asked you to resign.
Sure, sure we do, Lum. Come on down to the meeting anyway. The whole bunch wants to talk to you.
Yeah. I don't reckon it'll do no harm to go down there. Abner, you can look after things here for a while. I'll be back soon as it's over.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, yeah.
Back directly, then. Hey, here comes your campaign manager up out here.
Yeah, well, tell him to come on in.
Yeah, howdy, Squire.
Well, howdy, gentlemen. Howdy.
Now, Abner's inside the store there, Squire.
Yes. Thank you, Lum. Well, right nice weather we're having.
Yes, it is.
Come on, Squire. Come on in. I've been waiting for you.
Well, I got held up downtown there, Abner. Been doing a little campaign for you down there.
Well, fine.
Now, Abner, what I want to see you about, I've been making a few plans on your campaign. I've made arrangements for you to give a speech at a box opera over at Crystal Hill tomorrow night.
At Crystal Hill, huh? What am I supposed to talk about?
Well, it don't make much difference about that. The New Deal or the gold standard or anything. Just so that you asked them sometime during the speech to vote for you for president of the store here. Now, I'm getting things all lined up. I've got to go in the county seat this afternoon and get some window cards printed and one thing or another.
Well, I wished I'd knowed you were going. I'd have went with you. I've got a check that I need to cash in there awful bad.
A check, huh? Well, now, it might be that I can tend to that for you, Abner, if you want me to.
Yeah, why, sure. Yeah, I never thought about that. Well, I'll have to sign my name on the back over here, and then you can just get the cash for me, Squire. It's that insurance check for $200 I got when my arm was broke.
$200? Yeah. Why, I'd be glad to tend to it for you, Abner. Us being such old friends and all, you know. Now, just endorse it there, and ain't no need for you to go in at all. Here, wait just a minute. Now, here's my fountain pen. Just use that, Abner.
Yes, sir. We imagine Squire is only too glad to handle this little transaction for Abner. And now, folks, if you haven't already sent in for one of those handy little fountain pen-sized flashlights that everyone's getting, you'd better hurry. The offer's being withdrawn Sunday, and Lum and Abner want every one of you listeners to send in for one before then. Here's what you do to get yours. Just send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Remember, it must be an outside wrapper. Don't send in the labels from the bottle. And be sure you send a wrapper from a bottle of Horlick's malted milk powder. You see, wrappers from Horlick's tablets are not eligible. All right, write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and mail it, enclosing $1 to cover packing and mailing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. And also, don't forget to cast your vote for president of the Jot 'em Down store. To do that, you know, you just write your choice, either Lum or Abner, on the wrapper with your name and address. If you don't already have a wrapper handy, you can get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder at your druggist tonight in either natural or chocolate flavor. Remember, this offer ends Sunday, so send in for your flashlight tonight. This is Carlton Bricker speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health.
Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Well, how do all you radio listeners feel tonight with the day's work well behind you? Full of pep for the evening ahead? Or tired out and ready for bed? A lot depends, of course, on how well you slept last night. You know, people often think they're tired at night because of the work they've done in the day. Well, that's partly the reason, of course. But really, your evening's enjoyment hangs on how soundly you slept the night before. Every one of us needs plenty of sound, restful sleep every night. And here's a tip that'll help you to get it. Just before going to bed, treat yourself to a glass of delicious Horlicks malted milk, hot. As you slip between sheets that are suddenly cool and inviting, you'll notice how soothed and relaxed you feel. Without any effort, you'll quietly slip off to sleep. Sound, continuous sleep that really rests and refreshes. Sleep that gives you a feeling of fitness. Try a glassful of hot Horlicks malted milk before you go to bed tonight. You'll be surprised how it'll help you to get so much more out of life. And remember now, there's still time to send in for one of Lum and Abner's handy fountain pen-sized flashlights, if you haven't already done so. But you'll have to hurry. The offer ends midnight Sunday. I'll tell you all about it after we hear Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Since Abner hired Squire Skimp to act as his campaign manager, interest in the election of a president of the Jot 'em Down store has really picked up down in Pine Ridge. Squire has devised all sorts of campaign stunts for publicity, and Abner is gaining votes by leaps and bounds. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot 'em Down store talking with Lum. Listen.
Yeah, but now you can't make any money, Lum, selling stuff at cost that way.
Selling it at cost?
Yeah, that's what Abner's telling around. He was down at the barber shop this morning telling a crowd of fellas in there that if they elected him president of the store over here, he'd see it they got their groceries at cost.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, no wonder he's been getting so many votes the last few days, telling such stories as that around.
Squire Skimp's been out lectioneering for him, and he's been telling the same story. Telling folks how much money they can save by electing Abner president.
Well, that's more than likely where Abner got the idea. Squire Skimp put them notions in his head, I bound you. Well, don't you worry about us selling stuff at cost, Dick. We're going to make a profit on it. I don't care who's president.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Lum. We've always been competitors in the store business, but we've always gotten along all right.
Why, sure, and we aim to keep on getting along all
right.
That's
the thing to do.
Just don't pay no attention to nothing Abner says. I'll sworn he'll do or say anything that Squire Skimp tells him to. Of all people he could have picked out for a campaign manager, he had to pick out a feller like him.
Yeah, I was sorry to see Abner get lined up with Squire. Old Squire's liable to get him in batch trouble before he knows it if you don't watch out.
Yeah, I tried to tell Abner, but he wouldn't listen. Squire's the sort of a feller when you first meet him, you don't like him so well, but after you get to knowing him better, why, you can't stand him at all.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's about right, Lum.
Well, he's got Abner so worked up over this election, he'll do anything to get a few votes.
Yeah.
You know that net volunteer fire department bought with that money they raised off in the box supper they had here a while back?
Well, I didn't know that they'd got it yet.
Yeah, a safety net they bought.
Yeah.
Well, it come in yesterday, so Squire made arrangements with the fire boys to have Abner test it out for them. Abner clumb up in the belfry over at the schoolhouse during recess this morning and jumped clean off in the building into the net.
Well, what's his idea in doing that?
Why, the squire told him it'd be good publicity, and Abner didn't have no more sense than to do it. See, all the young'uns gathered around him there to see if he got hurt, and Abner stood up there in the net and made some sort of a little speech to him about voting for him for president.
By jacks, that's right. Children can vote in this election, same as the grown-ups, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of roppers from children. They listen in on the party line, too, you know.
Yeah, sure. Well, it just looks like that Abner's going to run away at this election if you don't get out here and do something. He's got a bunch of window cards out now, Rung one down the store this morning, wanted me to set it in the window down there.
Yeah, I've seen some of them. Seen one down at the barbershop this morning.
Yeah, there's one down there.
That picture he's got on there of himself ought to be good for ridding your store of rats or cockroaches if he's bothered with such a
day. Did you see that write-up that he had in the county paper this morning?
Write-up? No. What'd they say about him?
Why, according to the paper, he made a big contribution to the public library in there at the county seat.
You mean a donate?
Yeah, he gave him $180.
Oh, get out. He ain't got that much money.
Well, don't know where he got it, but evidently he gave it to him, or they wouldn't have had a write-up like that in the paper. Oh, big headlines in there. Prominent Pine Ridge citizen made the liberal donation to local public library, or something like that, it said. Then went on to say that he'd like for everybody to send in for a flashlight and vote for him for president of the Jot 'em Down store.
Well, for goodness sakes, $180.
That's what it says.
Where did he get that much money? Man, he could have bought me out of the race for that much money. I'd have took clean out and let him have the office.
Yeah, and I don't see how that's going to help him get many votes.
Wait, wait a minute, Dick. That's our ring. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. Go ahead and answer on that.
Hello? This is Lum Edwards talking. Yes, Mom, he's here. Do you want to talk to him? Oh. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom, I sure will, Miss Huddleston. All right. All right, goodbye. Your woman says Elmer Luttrell's over there at your store waiting to see you, Dave.
By jacks, I forgot about that, sure. Yeah, well, I'll have to get on over there, Mom. I'm trying to sell Elmer that 80 acres down there on the river that I swapped for last spring.
Well, I'm glad you come over, Dick. And don't you worry about us selling stuff at cost. I can tell you right now, there ain't nothing to that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all right, Mom. I figured there must have been some mistake about it. Hey, here comes Abner, Mom.
Abner?
Yeah.
Granny's about time he's getting back.
Yeah, hi, Dick.
Well, hello, Abner.
Ain't leaving.
Yeah, I got to get on back over the store, Abner. They just not called up for me.
And be sure and tell everybody you see to vote for me for president.
All right, Abner.
Hey, howdy, Lom. Did you hear about me jumping off in the schoolhouse?
Yeah, I heard about it. Too bad they had that net down there to catch you.
Yeah, I'm sorry for I've been gone so long. I've been busy figuring myself out a speech for tonight.
A speech?
You know I'm going to speech over at Crystal Hill tonight.
Yeah. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah?
Body could learn a lot hearing you give a talk about you.
And I'm going to give my views on this here, gold situation.
Gold situation?
Yeah, Mose Moots down at the barbershop said that the papers is full of that now.
Well, you don't know nothing about the gold situation, Abner. Inflating it and de-inflating it and all that stuff.
Why, no. That's the reason that he said that it'd be a good subject for me to speak on. Said that nobody else knowed anything about it neither, Lum, and they won't know where I'm right or wrong.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you know, after I speak for a while, I'm going to sort of bring it in a roundabout way, you know. I'm going to ask them all to vote for me for president of the store. That's the reason I'm going over Squire.
I see. Like, that's some of Squire Skimp's ideas.
Yeah, Squire told me to go over there and speak on anything I wanted to, just so I brung it in sometime for them to vote for me.
Well, Abner, there ain't nothing you won't do to get votes, is it?
No, well, I don't know as I'd go so far as to say that. There might be something.
I don't know. You've been going around here telling it if you get elected president, you're going to sell everybody their groceries at cost, ain't you?
Who said I've been doing that?
Why, Dick Huddleston. He heard you down to barbershop this morning. That's what he's doing over here just now. He's mad about it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I just been telling folks that long. Naturally, I don't aim to do it, no.
Well, I'd be ashamed to admit to it, going around making promises that you don't aim to keep.
Oh, well, Squire said just tell them anything to get votes. Campaign promises don't mean nothing to nobody. Nobody never keeps them nohow.
Well, I ain't going to stand back and let you promise a lot of stuff about the store here that you don't aim to do.
Well, now, you just tend to your own campaign. Me and Squire look after mine. I told you that I didn't care what you done. Do or say anything that you want to. I don't want you trying to tell me what to do, neither.
All right. I'm glad we got ourselves straight on it.
Well, that's just right.
Recollect, then. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
I don't care. Huh?
I say, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I mean, what's sauce for you is sauce for me.
Oh, changing it up, huh? Just now, you was talking about geese.
Well, I meant you, though.
You mean to sit there and call me a goose to my face?
I never called you nothing. I just said what sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
What kind of sauce? What are you talking about?
Nothing. Just let it go.
You are, too. I heard you. You said something about me, and I can't figure out what it was.
Well, I will say something about you, sure enough, if you don't shut up. You're going around here with your feelings out on a stick here.
Well, now, nobody ain't going to set up and call me no goose.
I never called you no goose. Abner, if you don't shut up, I'm going to whop you one.
Well, you can just go jump in the lake. That's who you are, and I'm the man that can do it, too.
Going around here giving $180 to a library just to get votes.
Well, that's my own business if I want to... Give $180 to what?
To the library, and there's the county seat.
Who done that?
You did.
Well, I never done no such a thing.
Abner, they ain't no use to deny it now. Don't you store it to him. It was in the paper and everything.
Well, now, listen, Lum. I know what I did and what I ain't did. I ain't got $180 in the first place. Or second place.
Well, where'd the money come from, then? The paper come out with an article today saying you made a donate to the public library in there. Wait a minute. What did you do with that check for $200 the insurance company give you?
I give it to Squire Skimp to cash for me. He was going into the county seat, Chester, and I doggies, wait a minute here. I've got to go find my campaign manager. There's something wrong here someplace, Bobby. Something wrong.
You don't suppose Squire has used that insurance money in behalf of Abner's campaign? Folks, only a few days left to get one of those grand fountain pen-sized flashlights that Lum and Abner are offering. The offer closes next Sunday at midnight, so be sure and send in right away, tonight. Now, here's what you do. Just send in the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk. Remember that, folks, the outside wrapper. Don't send in the labels from the bottle. And be sure it's a wrapper from a bottle of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers are not eligible, I mean. All right, now write your name and address on the back of the wrapper and mail it, enclosing 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. Also, be sure to cast your vote for president of the Jot'em Down store at the same time. To do that, you know, you just write your choice, either Lum or Abner, alongside your name and address on the wrapper. If you don't already have a wrapper handy, you can get a package of Horlick's malted milk at your druggist tonight in either natural or chocolate flavor. Now, don't forget, folks, you've only got until Sunday to send in for one of these fine flashlights. Your request must be in the mail by Sunday midnight. Lum and Abner don't want a single one of their friends to be disappointed. So act at once, tonight. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick, who now bid you all good night and good health. Everybody, here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlick's, the original malted milk. You know, every day we get lots of letters from grateful mothers who've reared their children on Horlick's. Here's a typical one from Columbus, Indiana, written by Mrs. S.H. Let's hear what she says. I've always wanted to write and tell you how wonderful I think Horlick's malted milk is and what it did for my son. When he was only 3 months old, he was very, very sick with a child's ailment. They told us that he would never recover. But he did. With the best of care, he finally pulled through. But he was very delicate still. No nourishment seemed to be right. The little fellow just couldn't hold any food. Our hearts grew heavy, and we began to lose hope. Well, finally, it was suggested that we get a small bottle of Horlick's malted milk and try that.
Well, we did, and it was wonderful from the very start. The baby was able to digest it easily. It wasn't long before he began to grow stronger, and he improved steadily. Naturally, we are great boosters for Horlicks now. Well, thank you, Mrs. S.H. The makers of Horlicks are very glad to hear of your experience. They hope other mothers may hear of it and profit from your experience and from Horlicks malted milk. And now, folks, if you haven't already sent in for one of Lum and Abner's flashlights, it's still not too late. But it will be soon, so act now, tonight. I'll tell you what to do after we hear Lum and Abner. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Abner hasn't seen Squire Skimp since he entrusted him with a check for $200 to cash for him day before yesterday. A story appeared in yesterday's county paper stating that Abner Peabody had made a donation of $180 to the public library at the county seat. And Abner's afraid now that that's where his money went. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum down at the Jot 'em Down store, which is soon to be open to the public again. Abner is just entering the front door. Listen.
Well, did you find Squire Abner?
No, I couldn't locate him, Lum, but I found out that that's where that $200 went, all right.
You did? You know for sure now, huh?
Yeah, I know it did. I called up a newspaper in at the county seat and asked them how come to put in a paper that I donated $180 to the library.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, they said that Squire Skimp gave them the money in my name.
Well, that's just what I figured happened, quick as you told me you got Squire to take that check in there and cash it for you. Well, I know it.
That's that insurance money. That weren't my money. I was aiming on giving it back to the insurance company.
You've got to get it back to the insurance company some way or other. If they find out that you accepted $200 from them on that claim that when you weren't even hurt, they can send you the penitentiary just as sure as you're standing there.
Yeah, I know it, but I ain't got no $200 to give them. I couldn't raise that much money. My life depended on it.
You air into it now, sure enough. I was feared something like this would happen if you got Squire Skimp to run your campaign for you. I told you he'd about get you in a batch of trouble if you got tied up with him.
Yeah, Dad, blame his soul. If I can find him, I'll jail him for spending my money. I'll make him dig that up. I have to lawsuit him to the high court.
Well, now, I don't know, Abner. Squire ain't done nothing against the law the way I see it.
Well, I'd like to know why he ain't taking my money and giving it away for something that I never even know nothing about.
Yeah, but the only thing you could get him for would be embezzlement, and he ain't embezzled nothing. He give him the money in your name, you know.
Well, now, there ought to be some law against somebody spending another feller's money that way, unbeknownst to him.
Well, he's your campaign manager, and he can claim he's doing it to help you get votes.
He can't do that, though.
He did do it.
Yeah, that's right, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got that contract you signed making him your campaign manager. There's where you made the biggest mistake. When you signed that agreement to pay him any such amount as that to help you.
Well, I never minded that. Law me, it ought to be worth 10 cents for him to get me elected. And if I ain't elected, why, I don't owe him nothing.
Well, Abner, you're all mixed up on that contract. I can tell you that right now.
No, I ain't neither. If I ain't elected, I don't owe him a cent.
I ain't talking about that, though. I mean that 10 cents business. That contract says you've got to pay him 10% of all your earnings if you're elected.
Yeah.
Well, 10% and 10 cents is a heap different. 10% don't mean 10 cents. It means 10 cents on every dollar you make.
Yeah, but he never said 10% on every dollar. He said 10% on the whole business. That's what he said.
Well, that's the same thing.
Why, no. If I was to pay him 10 cents on every dollar, why, well, if I was to make $10, why, I'd have to pay him 10 cents on every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this way, I don't have to pay him but 10 cents on the whole
$10. Well, you just got yourself mixed up.
No, I ain't neither.
Well, I seen the contract, and it said you'd pay him 10% of all you make.
Yes, sir.
If you make $10, you owe him a dollar. If you make $100, you got to give him 10 of it.
Oh.
$200, you owe him 20. According to the contract, you've got to keep on paying him until he releases you. He might make you pay him 10% for the rest of your life.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I'd just quit work first. Yeah, that's what I'd fix him. So him ain't so smart, I'd just quit work.
And what would you live on all that time?
Why,
You've got to keep working, Abner. You've got to make a living.
Yeah, but I'll be dad blamed if I'm going to make a living for me and him both. Well, I'll just work cheap as I can. That's what I'll do, so I won't have to pay no more than I have to. Just work for about a half what I ought to get.
You better try to make more money than you have been making, as long as you're going to have to divide it up with him.
Yeah, but the more I make, the more I have to pay him.
Well, I can't explain it to you. You ought to have had more sense than to sign anything like that to begin with, Abner. one you're getting to where you'll sign your name to anything anybody sticks under your nose.
Yeah, I know it. I'd be a heap better off if I never had to learn how to write my name. Keep myself in hot water all the time.
Yeah.
Looks like I'd learn better. I do know better, but I just won't listen to myself, looks like. I get so aggravated with me sometimes, I could run myself out of town. I just wished I could get away from myself for a while. And just whip myself so much, looks like, I just won't pay no attention to nothing I say no more.
Yeah, you got yourself into it now, all right.
Yeah, but if I can find Squire Skimp, I'll tell him a thing or two.
Well, that ain't going to do no good. Ain't going to get you your money back. What you better be doing is figure out some way to raise that $200.
Well, of course, if I can see Squire, I can get part of it back. I want to catch him before he gives that $20 to somebody else, too. Makes another donate for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out somewhere where I can raise $200.
Well, we can raise it.
Well, I'm going to help you if I can.
I thought you was mad at me over this election. You've been acting like it.
Well, I reckon I thought I was. I didn't much like some of the stunts you done in the race, Abner, but I don't know. When it comes down to something like this, you get in a batch of trouble, I want to help you if I can. Ain't nothing personal about it. I don't want you to think that I like you or anything like that, but recollect now, if that insurance company finds out that that accident was a fake, that you wasn't sure enough hurt, they might could get me for being access to the crime. You know, I was the one that thought up the idea of you making out like you had an accident in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Go on.
Well, that's the reason I'm thinking about it.
Well, I'd hate to get you in any trouble over it, Lum. Reckon if I'd write to that public library or whatever it was that Squire gave her money to and told him that he'd give it unbeknownst to me and I want it back, reckon they'd send it to me?
Yeah, I don't know. They might. I don't think that'd be the thing to do, though, Abner. Make them a donate and then make them give it back.
Well, I don't see why I never give it to them in the first place.
Yeah, but they think you did. Wrote that story about you. More likely come out with another story in the paper telling that you took the money back then.
Well, I don't care what they put in the paper about me, long as I get the money back and pay it back to the insurance company.
Well, I'd run you in there in this election, though. The whole town would turn again you.
Well, I don't care about that neither. I'm trying to figure out a way to get that money back to the insurance company, and I ain't going to rest till I do.
That might be the best way out of it, all right. Just write the library a nice letter and explain the whole thing to them. I reckon they'd send it back to you. But I'm telling you now, it'll ruin you in there at the county seat. You wouldn't get a vote in there.
You ought to be glad of that, then.
Well, I'd love to win the election, or I'd love to be president the worst way, but I won't appeal like I win it fair and square. Wait a minute. Look yonder.
Where?
Coming up out front there. There's your campaign manager for you.
Yeah. I dog it if I don't tell him a thing or
now,
two.
Don't say nothing about that 10% business, that contract. I'm going to study up some way to get you out of that if I can. So don't let on like it's a worrying you know.
Yeah, what I'm after, that $20, if he still got it.
Yeah, get that if you can. Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Come on back.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Squire. I've been looking for you ever since yesterday.
Yeah, where you been?
Well, the little wife told me that you'd been over to the place, Abner. You see, I've been out campaigning for you. I tell you, Abner, we're going to have a landslide. We'll win this election by... excuse me, Lum. I forgot the opponent was sitting right here with
me. All right, all right. Don't mind me. Just go right ahead on.
Well, what I want to know is where's that $200 for that check that I gave you to cash for me the other day?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Abner, now, that's just what I come over for. I seen an opportunity the other day to do a lot of good and get you a lot of votes at the same time. So, as your campaign manager, I donated the $200 to the public library in there at the county seat.
$200?
The newspaper just said $180.
Yes. Now, I believe that's what it comes to. You see, according to the contract, I get 10% of all your earnings, Abner, and that 10% of $200 would be $20. Yes, the newspaper's right about it. That's what it was left, $180, yes.
Well, according to that contract, Squire, you don't get 10% less than Abner's elected president of the store here.
He's good as elected right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm writing that library in their letter right this afternoon and telling them that you give them that money unbeknownst to me and I want it back.
Oh, well, here now, Abner, now, for goodness sakes, now, don't do that. That ruiners just sure the world. Why, the whole county turned against us here.
Well, I don't care if they do. I know what's right and what's wrong. That money belongs to the insurance company, not to me. I know that I'm going to take it back to them, even if I lose the race. Now then, give me that $20 right now.
Yeah.
Well, now, here now, Abner, now, wait a minute now. We better talk this whole thing over, you know, us being such old friends.
Old friends, nothing. I'm tired of hearing that. Granny, you give Abner that $20 right now, or we'll take it away from you. Here, Abner, grab that arm over there. Granny, we'll either get that $20 or we'll take it out of your heart.
Well, this looks like one deal that the squire won't be able to put over on the old fellows. Folks, if you haven't already sent in for one of Lum and Abner's flashlights, there isn't a second to lose. The offer closes Sunday at midnight, and all requests must be mailed by then. So don't delay. Act tonight. It takes only 2 minutes of your time to send for one of these grand little fountain pen-sized flashlights. Now, here's what you do. Write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder and send it, enclosing 10 cents to cover mailing and packing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. But don't forget, it must be the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. The wrappers from Horlick's tablets are not eligible. All right, now isn't that all very simple? Yeah, and by the way, if you don't happen to have a wrapper handy, get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder from your druggist tonight. But remember, folks, your request must be in the mail before midnight Sunday. Lum and Abner want every one of their friends to send in for one of these useful little flashlights before then. So act at once. Send in that wrapper and dime now, before it's too late. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health. Howdy, everybody. Here we are all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlick's, the original malted milk. Folks, if you're going to get one of Lum and Abner's swell little flashlights, you've got to act at once, right away. The offer ends midnight Sunday. Your request must be in the mail by then. Don't forget that date, midnight Sunday. Now, here's what to do. Just write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder, and send it, enclosing 10 cents to cover mailing and packing costs, to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. You got that? But remember, it must be the outside wrapper and from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers, I mean, are not eligible. It takes only a couple of minutes to send in. If you don't happen to have a wrapper handy, get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder, either natural or chocolate flavor, from your druggist tonight. But don't forget, your request must be in the mail before midnight Sunday. So send in right away, before you're too late. Lum and Abner will personally appreciate your sending in for one of their flashlights. So write your name and address on a Horlick's malted milk powder wrapper and send it in with your dime tonight. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and his campaign manager, Squire Skimp, had a falling out yesterday. He discovered that Squire had used the money from the insurance company to make a donation to the public library at the county seat, and has written a letter to the library demanding the money back so that he can return it to the insurance company. The newspaper has come out with a very caustic story about it today, criticizing Abner severely. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot 'em Down store showing Lum a story that appeared in today's paper. Listen.
Well, I do know. Well, I hate to see him print an article like that about Abner.
Well, I don't know, Lon. You can't blame them much, you know. Somebody make a donation that way just for the publicity, and after he gets a nice write-up in the paper, well, I ask for his money back.
Well, Abner couldn't do nothing else, though. He had to get it back. You know that check the insurance company gave Abner for $200 on that accident claim?
Yeah, I thought you sent it back to him.
Well, we was going to. Abner gave it to Squire Skimp to take into the county seat to get it cash so he could send the money instead of the check back to him.
Yeah.
And while he's in town there, Squire made that donate to the library for Abner. Figured it'd help him in his campaign for president of the store here.
Oh, that's where that money come from, huh?
Yeah, Squire just taking it on himself to give him $180 on it. And tried to keep the other $20 for himself. But we got him down in here yesterday and taking it away from him.
He did?
Yeah, he stood there and said he never had a cent on him. And Granny, we throwed him down and reached in his pocket and pulled out a roll of bills there, they'd choke a cow.
Well, good for you, Lum. I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, he got mad, just frothed at the mouth. Stomped out of here mad enough to bite.
Well, he's out again today, electioneering for Abner. He's down at the store this morning, telling a big bunch of them in there to be sure and vote for Abner.
Well, yeah, he's still trying to get Abner elected, all right. You see, he's got a contract with Abner that says if he's elected president of the store here, Squire gets 10% of everything Abner makes.
Oh. And if Abner ain't elected, why, he don't get nothing, huh?
No.
Well, how long does that contract run, Lon, this 10% business?
Well, now, there's another thing. There ain't no limit set on it. It just runs as long as Squire wants it to, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
See, Abner was so anxious to get to be president, he'd have signed anything.
Why, sure. When does this contest close?
Sunday night. Sunday night at midnight. When we open up for business Monday morning, we'll know then who's going to be the president.
Yeah.
And it looks like Abner's going to be it the way these votes have been coming in today. He's 780-some-odd votes ahead of me now.
Yeah, well, I imagine, Olam, people in there at the county seat will all be voting for you now since this article come out in the paper today. That'll swing all the votes to your side.
Yeah, I sort of hate that, too. Hate to see him turn again Abner when he's trying to do the honest thing. I can't help but feel just sort of sharp for him.
Well, it'd be a blessing if he was to get beat, Mom. He wouldn't have to pay his squire that 10% the rest of his life.
Yeah, but he'd be terrible disappointed, Dick. He wants to be president so bad.
Yeah, I know he does.
Now, I come right now withdrawing from the race yesterday and just letting Abner have the office, but I got to thinking he'd be sure to win that away, and Squire'd claim 10% of everything he makes, so...
Yeah.
I just decided to let it work itself out the best way it would.
Yeah, well, you're in kind of a bad spot there, Lum, either way you turn.
Yeah, sort of twixt a hard place and a rock.
Yeah.
Well, this contest has showed me one thing. Showed me where I stand at. Sort of took me down a notch or two, I reckon. You know, I thought when we started this thing, it'd be a runaway for me. I never figured Abner'd get any votes at all.
Well, he's led the race nearly all the way through, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, except for 2 or 3 days there. But I ain't complaining none. You see, the folks that sent in for the flashlights, the ones that's done the voting in this thing, has been responsible for us getting our store stocked up again. We can just thank them for that.
Yeah, you've got a nice stock of merchandise there now. Looks mighty nice, too.
Yeah, I thought so. Me and Cedric's been busy all week arranging it on the shelves and all.
That's looking fine. Nice, clean stock of merchandise.
I can't hardly wait till Monday to get opened up for business. Regardless of which one of us gets elected, we've got a fresh start in the store business.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea you had, getting that agency for those flashlights. And it was mighty nice of Mr. Harlick to offer to send them out to your friends, too.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. I just hate it because we can't get them made any faster, though. They're running that flashlight factory day and night now, making them just fast as they can, but it's going to be a little time yet before some of them get them.
Well, you told them on the party line the other day that there'd be some delay, so... I don't think you'll have any complaints over
it. I hope not.
Well, you can't help it, Lum. You fellas are doing all you can, and Horlicks are doing all they can.
Yeah, there's another thing. I hate it on Mr. Horlicks' account, too. He's worried about it, you know. You see, we never had no idea we'd get so many requests for him.
Well, I thought you wanted all you can get.
Oh, we do. Yeah, sure we do. Mr. Horlick is from tickled over it. Yeah. I'm sort of glad it happened right at this time, too, Dick. Yeah. You know, tomorrow's Mr. Horlick's birthday, you know.
Oh, it is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He'll be 89 year old tomorrow.
Well.
89 and still active head of his business that he started over 50 years ago.
Well, now, by George, that's quite a record, you know. That's a good testimonial for his malted milk right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just saying that... Wait a minute. Here comes Abner.
Yeah. Well, he's not wearing that derby hat and striped vest today, is he?
Oh, no, no. He give them back to Squire here yesterday and told him he was through. Done with it. Don't let on that I ain't trying to get elected now, Dick, because if I was to win, I won't have her think it's because I'm campaigning so hard to done it.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I wouldn't say nothing.
I want him to think I'm trying my best.
Well, howdy, fellas.
Yeah, come in, Abner. I got some good news for you.
What's that?
Why, I counted the votes a while ago, and you're 784.5 ahead of me now.
Oh, howdy, Dick. How are you today?
Well, all right, I reckon, Abner. Did you see that story in the paper about you today?
No, ain't saw it. Somebody was telling me about it.
Well, they're mad because you asked for that donate back that you give the library in there.
Well, I figured they would be.
Yeah, they claimed you never aimed to let them keep it in the first place when you give it to them. Said you're just doing it to get votes.
Well, just so that I get the money back. That's all I care about.
Yeah. You get beat, you can just blame it on to that, Abner. I'll carry the county seat by 10-1 now, bound you.
Yeah, you're going to have to get out here and work hard tomorrow, Abner, if this contest closes Sunday night.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's just what I want to talk to you fellas about. Might not have decided to just take Plum out of the race.
Take out of?
Yeah, just get out.
You ain't give up, have you?
No, I ain't give up, but I just got to figuring that if I do get elected, I'm going to have to give Squire Skimp 10 cents or 10% on everything.
Well, now, I wouldn't let that influence me. If I get elected, I don't want you to think that you just give me the office. If I get it, I want to win it fair and square.
Well, I'd love to have it the worst way, but I don't know. Just hate to see old Squire make anything off of it after the way he's done.
Yeah.
Well, now, I wouldn't withdraw it.
No.
All these people have voted for you, your friends, you know. Why, you wouldn't want to turn them down right here at the last minute.
Why, of course not. You get that office. Will you study up some way out of that contract with Squire Skim?
How?
Well, I don't know. Just offhand, will you study up something?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm afraid that contract would be hard to break, Lum.
Nah, don't you worry, Abner. I'll thumb through the statutes and find something in there.
Well, I was talking to Squire a while ago, and he said that there ain't no way out of it. Said he got me.
Where was Squire at?
Well, he's over about the blacksmith shop a while ago. I don't know where he's at now. He's working harder than ever to get me elected.
What do you say, Lon? We go over and talk to old Squire about that.
You just taking the words right out of my mouth, Dick. Must have read my mind. Get your hat there.
Well, I don't think it'll do a bit of good, man. I done talked to him, and he won't listen.
Well, it ain't going to hurt nothing to try. Come on, Dick. I'll be back after a little, Abner.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Abner.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I can tell you right now, you're just wasting your time, all. That plain old skin plant. I just hate that Squire Skimp two pieces. I doggy, I hate to do it, but there ain't no other way around it. I just got to do it. That's all there are to it. Hello? This is Abner Peabody talking. I got a little announcement to make about myself. I'm in a batch of trouble here. I appreciate all the votes that you folks sent in for me, but now then, I've just got to keep from getting elected some way or other. For if I do, why, Squire Skimp's going to get 10% of everything I make from here out. I don't want to withdraw from the race, but I want Lum to get to office. The way things stands now, why, I'm nearly 800 votes ahead, so for goodness sake, send in a vote for Lum and get it in the mail before Sunday night. This is a first time that I ever got out and campaigned again myself, but it's the only way I know to beat Squire Skimp. So if you want to help me do it, why, send in a vote for Lum. But now, don't none of you let on to Lum, but I told you to do that now. Well, I'll be looking for a letter from you. Thank you.
Well, it sounds odd, but if you want to help Abner, send in a vote for Lum. Folks, this is your last chance to send in to Lum and Abner for one of those swell little flashlights. The offer ends midnight Sunday. Did you get that? Midnight Sunday. All right. Your request must be in the mail by then. But there's still time if you act right away. It takes only a couple of minutes for you to send in. Now, here's what you do. Just write your name and address on the back of the outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder and send it, enclosing 10 cents to cover mailing and packing costs to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are now listening. But don't forget, it must be an outside wrapper from a package of Horlick's malted milk powder. Horlick's tablets wrappers, I mean, are not eligible. Now, isn't that easy? And if you don't happen to have a wrapper handy, get a package of Horlick's malted milk powder from your druggist now. But remember, your request must be in the mail before midnight Sunday. Folks, don't delay another minute. This is your last chance to express your appreciation of Lum and Abner by sending in for one of their flashlights. So send in at once, tonight. This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.